you, Abby. All right, we have a blessing tonight. We have one of our missionaries with us, and Brother Ed Marilla was known in our church and was one of our missionaries before he sent his son here, but now he's better known as Steve's dad. Amen. Brother Ed Marilla, you come. He's going to give us a report tonight.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
It is joy to be in the house of God tonight. As I can see many faces, we enjoyed good food a while ago. It was wonderful. Good rice. I like rice. Thank you for the ladies who did it, and God bless you so much. I am Edward Marilla, Steve's dad. You know Steve Marilla? I know everybody here knows Steve Marilla. It's not like somebody you can hide him. He jumps up and start being Marilla Steve. So thank you so much for being with my son. And he told me about you, good things that you did for him. And I really appreciate and I really thank you for that. I'm happy to be here today. I was in Puerto Rico attending their graduation. My two daughters, Rachel and Jojo, they graduated last Sunday. So they are still in Puerto Rico and they'll be coming in Georgia. So that's why I have an opportunity to come here today. I got saved in 1976. A missionary from this country called by the name Tommy Moore came to my country, Kenya, and he came to my village, far from town. He was looking for the Lord's lost sheep, and one of the Lord's sheep, I was me, Edward. But when he entered into my home, where I stayed with my father and my mom, my mother said, "No, everyone here is saved. I do take my children to church every Sunday, and there are good children there." But he said, "Why can't we open the Word of God and see if they are really saved?" And he taught me from the word of God, and I got saved. Amen. I got convicted, and I got saved. From there, I went to see my pastor, and I told him about that I got saved. He arranged for my baptism, and I was baptized. It was on December 12th. Is when I was baptized. I went to him again. "Pastor, I am now a Christian and my name is in heaven. What can I do?" And my pastor told me, "What can you do?" I said, "I want to be a teacher in Sunday school, just teaching these children to know about the Lord." So I started teaching Sunday school, and I taught Sunday school in my local church up there, up country, called Kaptobongen Bible Baptist Church. So I taught Sunday school for 9 years. If you are here and you are Sunday school teacher, that is a good ministry. So I did that for 9 years. Then I was called to be assistant pastor. I helped my pastor, and from there, I moved from a village with my wife. Now I got married, and I have one wife and four children. They are not children anymore, but they are teenagers, but still they are children. So Jojo, Raquel, Steve, and Purity. They are nice children. If you see Steve, you see Rachel, you see everybody, you know that family is God's family. So I told them it was not easy. Steve can tell you I was tough with my children. I wanted them to follow the right thing and to do the right thing. So I spanked them. Yeah. And now, let me tell you, now they are saying, thank you, Dad, for keeping us what we are today. I don't say anything, but I say, thank you, God. I don't tell them, yes, that is what I wanted you to be. No, no, no. It is not me. It is God. Amen. I'm nothing but God. So I moved from village. I came to town, Nairobi town. I landed in slums where I started Bible study in my little room, 9 by 9 feet, not meters, but feet. So I had Bible study there, and I lived there with my one daughter and wife, and my brother came. So I started reaching my house, my household, my brothers, my sisters. And now as I talk, all of them got saved except one. And now my sisters' husbands are preaching in local churches or Bible Baptist Church in Africa. And I thank God, not me doing, but the Lord is doing. So we went around knocking doors, and then we end up with a church in a little room. Then we moved from little room to a bigger one. Then we started a home as a result. You know, 1996, many people died in the slums because of AIDS. So we went around collecting small children. My wife started with only 7 children, orphans. And now we have more than 300 that we feed when we have food. But it's a challenge to have those children. And we thank God, just from that small house, we are now a church. And we started many churches in the slums. And after slums, God called me in the bush with Maasai's. One old man came to me and told me, Brother Edward Morilla, come and help us in the bush with Maasai's. Then I kept saying, pray about it. I was saying no, because Maasai's carry spears, swords, and other machete. So I said, I don't want to go to Maasai land because they will kill me. But the Lord Jesus kept pushing me every time. And one day I told my wife, I'm going, and I don't know if I may come back. But my wife said, you just go. The Lord is with you. I went and spent in the bush 2 days. The third one, I came home. And my wife said, you made it? Yes. They are nice people. Can you go with me next time? She said, you just lead, I'll follow you. And then I took my wife with me. We came back, and Steve and other siblings, they said, we can go with you. So I went with the whole family. We started one church in Manyata, small house under the tree. And right now, as I talk, my brethren, giving you this report, in the south of Kenya, we have over 30 churches now. Many are under the tree, and we have tried to build some with this tin on the wall and on the roof, just to have a church. And in the north, we have the tribe called Samburu. I don't know if you know them, but called Samburu. In Samburu now, we have over 40 churches. And these 40 churches, some are built with the tiny tins, and some of them are still under the tree. What we do is to reach people in the bush with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help ministry has helped me a lot to give me Bibles that I buy in the Maasai language. And now you go in the bush, they have Bibles, but they still need Bibles. And also, why do we reach them in a big number like that? You know, I go to the bush and just saying, "Mrs. Yeso, Mrs. Yeso," meaning in this language, "Praise the Lord, Jesus is the Lord." And they come, and after they come, we preach them the Lord Jesus Christ from the King James Bible. So when I say churches, brother Nikabaga came there this January, and I took him to these tribes, Samburu. I took them around. We started the journey in the morning, taking them to one church, from one church to another, from home to another, up to midnight in the night. As I was driving, I drive crazy. Don't play with me, I drive. They were asking, "Where are we going?" I told them, you will see when we get there, but don't worry. So they kept asking me, and finally, Brother Nikabaga said, "Edward, now I know what you have been telling us in America, I can see." Then I told him, "You have seen nothing. This is just a portion of it. But if you come next time, I'll take you almost to every church that I have studied in the bush and in the north and in the south with Maasais and with all this." So I thank you so very much for supporting me since 2006. I was here 2006. And this church, through Pastor Mickey, I can see him there, they supported me, and you are still supporting me. If you supported me from 2006 and to date, I've started almost 72 churches. What about if God can give me 20 years or 10 years to come and you still support me? I'll do great things for the Lord, not for me. Thank God, because Brother Scotty is there and Miss Barbara, they came to Kenya. One time when I came to 06, I was like, "Where am I going?" I was scared. But I heard from announcement at the airport saying, "Edward Murila, Edward Murila." So I was wondering, who is this know my name? And who is he is calling me? So she was Miss Barbara and Brother Scotty, who came to pick me up at Orlando. God bless you, my brothers. God is doing great things that you never know. If you are here and God has called you to do it with your heart, and God will bless it. My daughter Purity, she loves these Maasai girls, and she's reaching them with the gospel. You can see the pictures behind there and see what we are doing. We love the Lord that we are doing what he wants us to do. We thank you because Steve now is coming to establish a camp. Camp is a very huge thing. And if you support him, pray for him, and he's coming home in June 26th. By that time, I'll be gone, and I'll receive him with his wife, Kelly. They are excited, just saying, "We are coming." Steve has been doing great things in the bush with me as we go and do missions. So pray for him. He's a young person. So but God will use him with the energy that he has. And he needs a lot of youth to do it. Do it when you are still strong, because you are doing for the Lord. We have needs in the bush, everywhere we have needs. We have needs like right now I don't have 6 classes. When I say 6 classes, it is not a class like this or like you have as teachers, but a tiny thing where I can sleep these children, and they study in that class, and they sleep in that class. I have a problem of 6 classes. And also, how I can have this sound system. No, sound system in the bush does great. When we show Jesus film, people can hear us from far, then they come. You don't see houses, but when you say, "Praise the Lord, Mrs. Yesu," you see people coming from the bush as bees. You know bees? Yeah, they come. And then you wonder, where are they coming from? And that, where are they going? They come from those bushes. So we need those sound systems so that we can keep on reaching these people with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus is coming. And even we need more Bibles, and God is with us. We have not seen where God has failed us. We need a tent that can take 150 to 200 people. You see there, the one that I had, it is torn, and we need a new one. If God can give us that one, and we'll appreciate. So I do thank you. I say thank you. God bless you so much for being with us for those years. God has been good, and continue to pray for us. We have 73 churches in the bush. We have five Bible schools. Because you cannot have a pastor in the bush or anywhere without that knowledge of knowing to teach about doctrine. I don't get money for Bible schools, but whatever I get from the church, I really divide them and share with those pastors and those Bible schools, and little by little, and I thank God. I'm not that rich. I don't have money, but you, through your giving, God is expanding those missions, and we are doing great because of the glory of God. So thank you very much, church. I really appreciate you. I came just to say thank you, and I came just to give you a report. Maybe those people who do not know Edward Murila, I'm here now. I'm not Junior Murila, but I am Senior Murila. This is Senior Murila. And you are senior than me because you are supporting us. And God bless your hands. God bless your families. When I was here, I sang this song. I'm going to repeat like 17 years ago. I used to sing like this. When he calls me, I'll answer. When he calls me, I'll answer. When he calls me, I'll answer. I'll be somewhere working for my Lord. Working somewhere, working somewhere, working somewhere. Working for my Lord, working somewhere, working somewhere, working somewhere, working for my Lord. Akiniita taitika, akiniita taitika, akiniita nitaitika, nitafanya kazi ya Bwana, nitafanya kazi Bwana kazi, nitafanya kazi ya Bwana, nitafanya fanya kazi Bwana kazi ya Bwana. Meaning, I will do the work of the Lord until He comes. I don't know when to stop, but I'll preach and up to the last breath. When the Lord will say, please, Edward Murila, come home. But nothing is going to hinder me from preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So through your prayers and support, we are standing firm to do what we are doing in the bush and in the slum and everywhere. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Pastor, thank you. Thank you for this great opportunity and privilege. Thank you. God bless you, my brother.
Amen. That was a blessing for us tonight, wasn't it? I know that I talked to Steve many times, and he is, you know, over the time that he was in our college, you know, just talked about being able to go home and work there, and even the need, and just hearing about what God has done since 2006 till today there in Kenya, in Africa there, and all through the different regions in the bush and in the city, and what God has done. And I remember back again, Brother Marilla probably doesn't know that, but that was the first year that I was here in college. And so that was my first mission conference through Helps Ministry. We used to have the conference back here then in October. And so what a blessing it is to see what God has done and what God will still do. Let me just say, the church, you know, when we take all that in, there's two things that you ought to take from that. One of the things is that is God speaking to me. And when He calls me, I will answer. Amen. And that can happen in multiple ways. You know, we can either go or we can give. We have to be involved. Amen. And so again, in our church, what a blessing it is to know. I can tell you just a little bit for me and my connection with Brother Marilla and Steve coming. You know, they Helps Ministries and brought you back in the country. I was at one of the other men that has attended is a graduate of our college, George Harris, and he was having a preacher's fellowship. And I met Brother Marilla there, and he said, I have a boy that I'd like to send to your college. And I said, we'd love to have him. And we continued to talk about that. And all that's history now. Now he's graduated. I think he's really close to having full support and raising money for the land for the camp. And folks, can you imagine how many, all those kids that are in that orphanage system that are going to be able possibly to go to camp and have an opportunity to spend a week away from everything and just be able to have what we, and even for us, what a blessing to me, my brother. And when I start thinking about Steve and, you know, him spending a lot of time in his summers being in camps and in our camp, working our camp, and God working in his heart saying, this is what I need to go back and do in Africa. And so we need to be praying for them. We need to be preparing for that. And Steve would not let me go until I told him I'd come. And so, you know, and I told him if I came, I probably wouldn't go come by myself. So it sounds like we need to stay connected. There's a lot of needs. It sounds like they need a tent. They need sound systems. And Steve said they needed men to come and put hands to the work when they build the camp. And so I think we have a great investment there. Amen. And I think more than money and things like that, sometimes we could go, if the Lord tarries his coming, as he gets there and gets settled and gets his land, it'd be good if some of us went and put our hands to the work there in Kenya. Amen. And so tonight, let's stand to our feet. We're going to have the musicians come. This gauge over here is continuing to go up because of faithful people. And listen, tonight we got a report on just what that gauge really means. It's not just a red line with numbers behind it. It's money that's going to see souls saved and lives changed on a regular basis. As the musicians come tonight, if God spoke to your heart just about what God's done through missions in your life, maybe God spoke to your heart about being a missionary and going to the work or helping a missionary, maybe you ought to come, step out and come tonight. If you're here tonight and you heard Brother Marilla say, that he was saved because somebody took a Bible and showed him how he could know for sure that he's on his way to heaven, and you don't know that. You've never accepted Christ as your Savior. I'll meet you right here in the front tonight. We'll take a Bible and show you how you can know for sure that heaven will be your home when you pass from this life. As Brother Burt sings, you come.
Before me, no turning back, no turning back.
Would you bow your head with me tonight? Some have come. If you're here and you don't know Christ as your Savior, this is an old-fashioned invitation. Maybe you've never been in a building that had an old-fashioned invitation like this. The invitation is to you to come and maybe accept Jesus as your Savior. You say, I'm not sure heaven is my home. Well, why don't you let us and give us the opportunity to take the Bible and show you what the Bible says about how heaven can be your home because of what Jesus did for you on Calvary. Tonight, if you're here and you say, well, preacher, I've been saved, but God's really been working on my heart about taking that first step of obedience through baptism, then let's take care of it tonight. Don't put it off another day. If God's spoken to your heart, you step out and come, and we'll take care of baptism. Maybe you're here and you need to surrender. You say, well, preacher, the Lord spoke to me tonight about missions and surrendering my life to it. Then make it public tonight. Make it public and tell the church that God's called me. I'm going to get it settled tonight. Whatever God wants you to do, you step out and come, as Brother Burt sings.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me,
let's sing it out.
Still
now.
I will follow.
Sing it out like you
Though
mean it.
Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
It was a blessing tonight to hear that testimony, amen, and to know that we have a small piece in it, amen, and someday we'll get a small amount of rewards for investing in someone who went and invested their life with their folks there. Appreciate Brother Scotty. What a vision that he had, amen, all those years ago to follow God's will and to put us in connection with folks in foreign lands, amen, where we might invest some of the dollars and mission dollars on foreign soil and folks that were already doing the job where they were, amen. We're going to pray tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope that you have a good week. I know that each one of us are going to go back to all the things that we're a part of. I want to encourage you to do this. Be a missionary to your hometown, to your workplace. Stop by one of the doors and grab some tracts out of the tract racks. You don't have to be. You say, how aggressive can I be? Preacher, just invite somebody to church with you. Amen. You know, you got Mother's Day coming up. It gets a good week to give out tracts to ladies and go, are you a mother? Well, I want you to come to church. We're going to honor them this Sunday, amen? And invite them to church with you, amen? Invite them to be there. Let's pray together before we go. Dear Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your grace. God, we thank you for what we've heard tonight, Lord, and even what our hearts felt. We thank you for the investment that our church has made, Lord, and then will continue to do. Lord, if you tarry your coming, we pray that you just continue to give Brother Marilla strength as he continues to go home and invest. And as Steve couples with him and his girls that have graduated go back there to invest their lives in the work, I pray that you would bless them mightily, God. I pray that you give them just your blessings, your protection. And Lord, I pray that as our church continues to work, Lord, help us to find a way to be invested there and do our part, Lord, maybe a greater part in their investment there. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Choir practice. Yes, come on, choir.
Mother's Day.